Well, is it spring? Is winter still coming? Where are our happy thoughts? Well, every spring we have happy thoughts, regardless of whether it's snow, sleet, or rain, because it's the 34th year for the St. Patrick's Day Parade in Soldotna, the only St. Patrick's Day Parade in all of Alaska, thanks to our resident leprechaun, Mike Sweeney. I'm over at Sweeney's right now, and Mike, with all the other things that we could be complaining about, we can really be happy that the parade's coming again this year. Tell me about it.
You betcha. We sure are happy about it. And it's our 34th year, and we've done this a long time, but people are happy about the weather. I don't know. I think the streets will be clearer and everything like that. So I think the participation is going to be great. People, Girl Scouts are going to walk. We just got the cookies the other day, so they said, we're going to be there, Mike. There's just a lot of interest this year.
Yeah. It should be a real incentive because it's been so mild. Those of us who like to ski and snow machine and snowshoe and so forth aren't too happy that we didn't. Texas had our winter along with Alabama this year, and we had their weather.
Oh, I know it. It's unbelievable about the weather. But
but the streets will be dry. Yeah. The kids can come out. The candy won't be buried in the snow that they throw along the parade. What is the route this year, Mike?
Okay, the route starts over at Parker Park. It's the same one we've done for about 6 years, I think. And it goes from Parker Park up to Fireweed, which is by the Catholic Church, and to Redoubt. So you take a lift. And then you head to the Spur Highway. And it disperses at the Y.
Now, Mike, we can go down memory lane because I was here at the first parade. And people were wondering, why would you be celebrating? We don't have no other than you and a few other good Irishmen. A lot of us are Polish or Ukrainian. And we, you know, why the reason for starting a St. Patrick's Day parade in the town of Soldotna?
Well, first of all, I'm Irish. We had a merchants committee back in the 80s and early 90s, and we said, you know, Sweeney, we should do a parade, and that's what we did. And we had the board, the chamber board involved, and the merchants committee involved, and we started just behind on Aspen, just behind the French Hoo, where Joanne Fabrics is. And sorry to hear that they're leaving.
We're doing happy thoughts. We're not happy thoughts.
Happy thoughts only. Okay. Well, we had happy. We had the fire department. We had people from Kasilov that were in the parade. We had people all over town. And then the next year, it just grew. It doubled and doubled again. And
the first year, I think it only took about 10 minutes for the whole parade to pass by.
Yeah, it was pretty quick. But it did.
Not now.
It did go down the Spur Highway, which was nice. And that's the, you know, part of the business community in this town.
And that was also part of the thing is we wanted people to shop locally, to, you know, buy your corned beef and cabbage here, buy your green apparel here, get some, you've got some neat things here. I'm looking at a little doll right now with shamrocks on it that is just a cute little thing that any grandparent would love to give to their grandchildren. And it's all available right here at the Irishman's himself, right?
You betcha.
Will there be a corned beef and cabbage feed this year?
Yes. The Catholic Church is having one, but also a lot of businesses. Michael's will have one next door. Addie Camp is probably going to have one. She always has. Mary has one up there. There's some all over town.
So there'll be plenty of corned beef and cabbage to go around.
You betcha.
Well, you know, with a name like Sikorsky, I always kind of felt a little bit embarrassed about celebrating St. Patrick's Day. But then I did my DNA test. And, Michael, way back there, way back when, somebody messed around with somebody else because my DNA has some Irish blood in it. So now I'm going to call myself Mick Sikorsky on St. Patty's Day.
Now that's a happy thought.
There is a happy thought. It's time to come together as a community when we are all in the middle of a lot of changes and transition. But the one thing that stays steady is our local community, our local businesses, and our local ability to have a parade and have a lot of fun. The kids are going to have a ball, right, Mike?
You betcha. We sure will have a good time.
Okay, so that is March 17th. It's a Monday. Monday this year.
Yes, and the parade starts at 4:30. Lineup starts at 4. And no need to sign up. Just line up. See you there.
Bring your horses, bring your dogs, bring your pets, bring your mom and dad, and we are going to celebrate happy thoughts here in Soldotna. Merle Sikorski with Mike Sweeney, our resident leprechaun, everybody, returning you to that wearing of the green sound of KSRM.